Welcome to the Abide Daily Podcast from Ecclesia the Church in Salt Lake City, a time led by our pastors and others in our church to abide in God through prayer, reflection, and the reading of His Word together.
Hey, this is Becca. Thanks for joining us today for the podcast. As we begin our prayer and reading today, let's start off by taking a moment to pause and be still. Be aware of God's presence with you. Now take a moment and share with the Lord where you're at. What are you thinking and feeling? Also, take time to thank Him for what He's done, is doing, and will do. A prayer for peace. O God, the source of all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to your servants that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may pass our time in rest and quietness, through the merits of Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. Lord, as I read your words in scripture today, I ask, Holy Spirit, that you would give me understanding. Open my eyes to see you as you really are, and my ears to hear from you, God. I ask that you would draw near and meet with me as you lead me into your kingdom today. Psalm 58. Do you indeed decree what is right, you gods? Do you judge the children of man uprightly? No. In your hearts you devise wrongs. Your hands deal out violence on earth. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray from birth, speaking lies. They have venom, like the venom of a serpent, like the deaf adder that stops its ear, so that it does not hear the voice of charmers or of the cunning enchanter. O God, break the teeth in their mouths, tear out the fangs of the young lions, O Lord. Let them vanish like water that runs away. When he aims his arrows, let them be blunted. Let them be like the snail that dissolves into slime, like the stillborn child who never sees the sun. Sooner than your pots can feel the heat of thorns, whether green or ablaze, may he sweep them away. The righteous will rejoice when he sees the vengeance. He will bathe his feet in the blood of the wicked. Mankind will say, surely there is a reward for the righteous. Surely there is a God who judges on the earth. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Man, this is a tough one for me. Thanks, Greg, for giving me Psalm 58, I guess. But it truly is something that after wrestling with, I think the Lord really wanted me to read. And maybe here's why. I think this psalm just is really hard in that it expresses the utter wickedness, brokenness that exists, and an intense desire from the righteous for that wickedness to be judged by God. And I think just some of the descriptiveness of this psalm has me taken back. And what's really sticking out to me by my initial response is, man, I don't really like to embrace or face the brokenness and wickedness that exists in our world. I like to shy more away from it and more towards the good things, the hope that I have. But in disregarding the brokenness and not embracing the role of crying out and desiring judgment, I feel like I am missing out on a character and part of who God is. Recently, I was reading a story with my oldest son for his school assignment. It was The Ugly Duckling by Hans Christian Andersen, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with this story, but it's about really a swan who's born into a duck family and gets bullied and ridiculed because he looks so different. Halfway through the reading of the story, my oldest son was brought to tears over the injustice and the brokenness that this duck was experiencing, to the point that he requested that I stop describing the duck as ugly. That word just was too much for him to hear. We finished the story, and it was a great teaching moment to see how there is brokenness in our world, but that God has overcome and will judge the wickedness that is happening. But I think it just brought me back to that moment of talking through with him and seeing that different response. And I just think I'm convicted by this psalm to desire that brokenness that my son was experiencing and his deep desire for judgment and deep desire to see God make right the wrong things in our world. So my question for you is, do you embrace the reality of brokenness in our world and cry out to the God who judges rightly? Do you embrace the reality of brokenness in our world and cry out to the God who judges rightly? Father God, thank you for this space this morning to be in your word and reflect on the sometimes harder passages to read. God, I thank you that you are using all things in my life to reveal who you are to me, even the moments of schoolwork with my son. So I do pray, God, that you would help me to see the suffering and wickedness around me and not shy away from it, but be brought to crying out to you for your right judgment to make all things new again. That through our lives and by our prayers, your kingdom would come.